Hang on 1 minute. Right on, Commander. That's not how we launch the show. I mean, what does that actually mean?
It's what happens when you level up.
Ooh, that gives me an idea for a new product. Mona, take a memo.
I love it when you're firm.
This is Hutton Orbital News, broadcasting slightly later than usual from, where are we again?
Tiernissa.
And when?
The year is 3125.
And I assume this is your ship. What's she called?
Ah, she's named after my lovely wife. The Lady Loves It.
Oh, I do.
It's all very retro in here. I mean, how do you fly it? Where's your HOTAS?
She's sitting right over there.
No, your flight stick.
Yeah, they're a new invention. I've got one of those newfangled quickshot 2 things, but we prefer to use the keyboard around here.
And why aren't we looking through the canopy? I mean, you might crash.
Oh no, that's not safe. Use this little monitor here. It renders everything around us in glorious monochrome, in real 3D.
I don't ask. And the sounds?
A DIY, I'm afraid. Sound doesn't travel in space, and the budget didn't stretch some speakers and an artificial sound system.
Right. I remember reading about the lingo from these times. I assume that this is an iron ass, then, the perfect tool for the elite pilot.
Well, it's more of a lead bum. Like an iron ass, heavier and a lot softer.
Look, we're live on air. Can we just introduce you, please?
Well, I'm David, that's Richard, and over there is Mona.
We've got a problem. The news is back in the studio.
Don't worry, I've got a news screen here somewhere. Look, there you go, in black and white. Today's news. Just use that, no one will notice.
Okay, let's try this one again. This is Hutton Orbital News, broadcasting from the year 3125 in the Tionisla system. I'm Rudolf Hucker.
I'm Wilma Fingerdo.
I'm Norma Snuckers. My goodness, I've just realised we've lost Lou.
I'm Harry Balzac, and I remembered my Hutton sippy mug.
And there, David Greenfelly, Dick Hardley, and Mona Loves It.
And now, the rest of the innuendos. I mean, news.
Hasta la vista to Junkyard Tianisla.
Indigenous extinctions on the horizon.
Murder in Leasty. Escape pod recovered.
Prototype stolen in brazen raid on the Navy.
Atrus 4880 on the galaxy's latest witch space menace.
Someone will be reading the data on system page.
I'm not sure what the goals are in 3125.
First tonight, we have a Hutton Orbital retro exclusive, direct from the news pages of the Tionisla Times. The orbital graveyard, after a spate of recent thefts, is scheduled for closure in the next few years, with the floating wreckage being smashed into small beige moons where they won't be causing anyone any trouble. What started as a cash cow for the trash collectors of the galaxy, stripping parts from aging ships and flogging them on Galbay, or melting them down for a few credits of rare metals, has become the hangout of offenders and fugitives, eager to get their hands on black market upgrades for their ships.
I'm not sure I like what you're implying here. We're legitimate business people.
Okay, what's in your hold?
Look, they fell off the back of an adder. Unmarked boxes. How was I to know it was a shipment of personal beam lasers and body armor? We thought it was a bunch of costumes for a Star Wars convention.
Yeah, and if you believe that, I'm a Jawa.
We've seen the spatial anomaly that sucks people back from the future. And you've mentioned your Tadku and his days down in the pit. But what's this about a killer robot with knives for hands?
Ah, that's been circulating for a while. The same person who first saw the wibbly space thingy reported picking up a cargo canister shortly afterward. Opened it up, and the robot inside reactivated. Kept saying, "Give me all trash," and trying to kill him up into small pieces. It appears, after ejecting it into space, it collected a jetpack from an abandoned ship and keeps flying around trying to help itself to your extremities.
Yeah, nasty piece of work, that.
Anyway, as a result of all the strange goings-on, the comings and goings of the wrong sort, authorities are condemning this place as unsafe and closing it, which means when we get home, we won't find it.
Oh, that's a pity.
Now shush, we're live.
What? Hello, Mum.
With humanity having expanded to a massive 2048 systems throughout this galaxy, and we understand another 7 afterward.
Well, they're not other galaxies.
But the Galactic Hyperdrive.
Ah, I see where you went wrong there. Well, that's the brand. Galactic. It's not a Galactic Hyperdrive. It's the Hyperdrive from Galactic Systems.
Okay, but there are 2048 populated systems?
Right you are.
In one galaxy?
Yep, just different sectors.
And to get between them?
You use the Galactic Hyperdrive, that's right.
Okay, back on track. The news here says that there are concerns that humanity is steadily and carelessly exterminating indigenous populations from many of these systems, and by 150 years' time, there won't be anything of any note to look at in the galaxy anymore. The Ezeraxian small blue slimy frog, the Renusian, Ensurusian, and Raortian black fat felines, and of course the population of all 35 planets containing edible poets of various colours are all at risk from humanity. Whilst we haven't intended to kill them all, the Atlantic Ocean can now be walked across from Birmingham-on-Sea in what used to be South Britain to the lovely seaside town of Birmingham, Alabama in the United States of America, hopping from chunk of floating plastic to chunk of floating plastic, and many other planets have suffered a similar fate. One large bug-eyed yellow lobster in the Xerian system was found to have over a metric ton of banana wrappers in its belly. 16-year-old environmental campaigner Bertha Battenberg is said to be solar sailing her way to DESO in protest over humanity's destructive ways, in the hopes that someone will start to take notice and swap their mountain's Lego figures for cardboard ones in an effort to stem the Christmas tide of single-use plastic.
Hang on. I've been looking for those frogs since 3301. You telling me that we killed them all with Lego?
Worrying reports have come in from the Leastie system after an occupied escape pod was rescued a number of weeks ago and found to contain one Alex Ryder recovering from a dose of Cobra-on-Cobra action. The whereabouts of the pilot of his ship, one Jason Ryder, are at this stage unknown, but he is assumed to be missing in action. His tale has been opinioned to be published by a well-known computer games company, and the film rights are in the hands of 32nd Century Fox. During his thawing from REMlock survival sleep, rumours are that he could only repeat one word, over and over. Raxla. Despite trawling the list of 2048 system names over and over in the intervening weeks and confirming the spelling at least once, pilots are mystified as to what it means. Boffins from scientific outlet Blunderbuss Interstellar have speculated that they will have solved the mystery by next year, and it definitely won't drag into centuries hence without a solution. A bit like last year's four-dimensional Christmas Rubik's Cube.
The Navy's latest prototype vessel, codenamed the Constrictor, has managed to get itself stolen after some junior seaman forgot to take the keys out of the ignition and left the engine running whilst parked at a less than salubrious location in the galaxy. Captain Carruthers of the Space Navy gave us the following details. Greetings, Commanders. I am Captain Carruthers of Her Majesty's Navy ship, and I beg a moment of your valuable time. We would like you to do a little job for us. Our new model, the Constrictor, equipped with a top-secret new shield generator, has been stolen. It went missing from our shipyard on Zia 5 months ago and was last seen as Reese Dice. You are cautioned that only military lasers will get through the new shields, and the Constrictor is equipped with the latest ECM system. Good luck, Commanders. Jolly careless, I must say.
Good evening, truckers! Atrus 4480 here with this week's update on a brand new menace in the galaxy. If you're flying around in the galaxy, hopping from system to lovely system, especially in those dreadful anarchy systems, you want to keep an eye out for everything going a little bit odd and some unknown eight-sided ships attacking you. They've been confirmed to be alien in origin, launch loads of little fighters which, when disabled, can be scooped up and sold to scientists as alien items for lots and lots of money. These new aliens have been named Thargoids, a menacing name if I ever heard one. The galaxy needs you, pilots, and don't forget, if you use all of your fuel up getting somewhere and they pull you off, you're up the creek without a hope. Now, I'm off to look after my grandson, Atrus 4940. Stay sharp.
Right. Well, I don't know what you mean here. It asks about systems I've never heard of. I mean, really, who calls a system George's Pants? And I've no idea where Wise is. You know, all I can tell you is that Tienes is a lovely little system. We found a nice little trade route in furs. Does everyone in the world have good in winter? And then we bring some toasters back in the other direction. And we can all, you know, have some hot buttered crumpet now and again. Anyway, over to Norma.
Because I'm well prepared, I wrote my bit earlier and brought it with me. The Riot system has been selected for the Alliance's end of year festivities, prompting huge demand for commodities, and have called upon the galactic community to ensure the system is well supplied. To ensure the celebration goes without a hitch, they have also offered to pay handsomely for all bounties collected on wanted ships in the system. And more on that later.